It is 422, and you are not only listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, you are listening to the brand new song, Juneteenth Celebration, by our very own Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness. Yes, the official song of Juneteenth, which is coming up here very soon on Sunday. And Gary Hines, the director and founder, is here with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gary, it is so great to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Queen Chiletta. The honor, privilege, and pleasure are all mine on behalf of Sounds of Blackness.
I have to ask you, you know, Sounds of Blackness has always been known for having amazing anthems, whether it is Optimistic or the song about reparations. After George Floyd died, you gave us an amazing anthem. And now here, the Juneteenth celebration song. How did it all come about?
Well, I believe in the words of the great country artist Chet Atkins. When people ask him about his great songwriting, I loved his answer. He said, there are no songwriters, all music is given. And so I believe that the Juneteenth celebration was given to meet the Sounds of Blackness, to give back to the world.
Wow. And it is an amazing song. So uplifting, as well as educational. You can dance to it. You can listen to it. You can learn from it. Tell me what that writing process was like.
You know, like we say, the music is given, but then the next piece of that is it becomes our job as songwriters not to mess it up. I couldn't get it to the more on the radio. So, you know, when that muse comes, Queen Chiletta, it's usually about being up two or three nights, isolating, going into that fortress of solitude, as Superman has, and just really flushing that out, because we wanted this, again, as you say, and thank you for saying it, for Juneteenth celebration to be an anthem. And it couldn't be an anthem without telling the story of Juneteenth,
right.
But still a that was educational, but also that was fun and uplifting for all the listeners and the viewers of the video, which they can see on YouTube.
Okay, now the video is on YouTube. How can folks download this song?
At any outlet they prefer to, anywhere from Amazon, Spotify, all of the any outlet you choose, we're available. Juneteenth Celebration is there. You can go through our website, which is very easy, just soundsofblackness.org. And not only can you download and purchase the video there, the MP3, but also our merchandise, which is really, people have been asking about what we're wearing in the video, and we have tons of great merchandise available at soundsofblackness.org, and any proceeds from the sale of the record or of the merchandise, we always donate a portion to the George Floyd Scholarship Foundation.
And you have been doing that since that foundation was set up. Why is it so important for you to give back to the community? Because that's what you're known for, Sounds of Blackness. Anytime there's an event, anything going on in the community, you can always count on you or someone in the group to be there to represent and to support the people of Minnesota.
Well, Queen Chiletta, it's always important to Sounds of Blackness, not just to talk the walk, but to walk the talk. This is our community that birthed us, that supports us, that nurtures us, such as yourself and CCO and beyond. And so it's just incumbent upon Sounds of Blackness to always remain rooted and grounded in that, to be very grassroots, boots on the ground, involved, in the schools and the synagogues, churches, community centers, at the parks. For example, we'll be in two parks this upcoming weekend. Friday, tomorrow evening, 6:30, we'll be at the North Hennepin Community College for mm-hmm. their Juneteenth celebration, the Brooklyn Park. And then the next day, Saturday, 3:30, we'll be in Centennial Park and Brooklyn Center. Both of those are free for their Juneteenth celebration. We thank you, Brooklyn Park and Rec, and Brooklyn Center Park and Rec, for having us there. So it's important because we had offers from across the country and all of that. But as Dorothy said in The Wiz, there's no place like home.
And, you know, I noticed that. I noticed that when big events happen, people want to call and pull the Sounds of Blackness away. But you always stay right here in the Twin Cities where people can celebrate with you and celebrate you for the work that you do in the community. Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you for being on the Paul and Jordana Show and giving us a great anthem to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm sure folks will be out there in the park and at these events where you'll be performing with the Sounds of Blackness for Juneteenth and in celebration of that historic day.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. Thank you, CCO, and all your listeners and followers. And I'm one of the main ones.
I know. That's why we're going to go to the Sounds of Blackness website and buy some of these shirts, because I don't want to be out there celebrating and dancing to the Juneteenth festivities without my Sounds of Blackness gear. So you all run over to the website and check that out. And don't forget, a portion of those proceeds go to the George Floyd Memorial Scholarship Fund for people in our young people in our community.